Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hey, Aviana, this is Darren Searcy. How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, I got a charge on my credit card from Better Deals, and I guess that's you guys, for $56.95. Can you tell me what this charge is for?
Okay, so can I have your zip code and see if I can pull up the account?
My zip code is 28117.
Your first and last name?
Darren Searcy.
Thank you. So I see an account here match your name. Could you verify your address?
177 Old Arbor Way, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Thank you. So there was a purchase for our smartwatch on the 28th of January for $7.95, and then there was a $56.95 charge for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club.
Yeah, I don't want a subscription. I need to remove me from that. I don't need a subscription.
Okay. So I can go ahead and get the account canceled. Do you have the cancellation number?
Yeah, give me the cancellation number.
So C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
258.
Uh-huh.
876.
Uh-huh.
640.
640. Okay. Can you remove that charge and remove my credit card account from there, please?
So I got the account canceled so that you won't be billed any future charges, and I can provide a 35% refund.
Only 30, you talking about 35% of my 56?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, I didn't authorize you to charge it to begin with.
Okay, so when purchasing the smartwatch, yes, sir, you can go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I mean, to purchase the smartwatch, it said that it was $7.95. I authorized that charge whenever they called me about it. But I didn't authorize any other charges to be charged on my account or my card.
Yes, sir. So it was stated in the terms and conditions that you had to purchase the subscription, but as a courtesy, I can do a 50% refund.
Now it's 50% refund. So, I mean, how is that a courtesy to me when I didn't authorize the charge? I mean, so you saying I didn't read into the fine print or something?
So it was stated in the terms and conditions.
I'm not sure how that's fair to me. I mean, I guess because I didn't read into your fine print and it's stated in some kind of position somewhere on the thing that I signed up. I didn't sign up for anything. I just approved getting that for the $7.95. So I'm trying to figure out what do I need to do here? Because like I said, I don't want that charge out. I mean, I don't know what I need to do. What do I need to do to make sure that charge is reversed? And then, I guess at this point, I don't need the $7.95 either, right?
So the $7.95 was for shipping and handling of the smartwatch, and it was the actual cost of it as well. The $56 was for the subscription.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is canceling my subscription and everything else, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I shouldn't see any other charges, and I should see, in your terms, I'm going to get 50% of this $56.95 back, is what you're telling me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I disagree with what you're saying. I think I should get my $56.95 back because I did not sign up for anything. I did not authorize any other charges on my credit card. But I guess are you the person that I would talk to about that dispute or no?
Okay, so I can speak with my supervisor and see what we can do for you. Just give me 1 second. Let me put you on a brief hold.
Okay.
So I did speak with my supervisor. The best that I can do for you, I can go ahead and do the $56.95 refund. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So you put that money back into my account?
Yes, sir. You should see it back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. That would be great. I sure do appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.